to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 9th, and we are going to be talking about the salvation of the Lord and the promise that we have that He will save us. But before we jump into that, I want to introduce our special guest to you. And special guest, what is your first name?
Ryder.
And Ryder, what grade are you in?
First.
What's your favorite thing about first grade?
Learning new stuff.
Ooh. When you're learning new stuff, what's like your favorite thing that you're like, whoa, that's really interesting?
Maybe science.
Oh, okay. What have you guys been learning about in science?
How animals live.
Ooh, I love learning about animals. Do you remember this summer when we were at Vacation Bible School? Can I tell you the most interesting thing I learned? I learned that a platypus has venom in their claws. Didn't know that before that. Also, that a platypus glows under UV light. Like, what purpose does that have? That God was like, you know what I'm going to have this platypus's fur do? Glow underneath a black light. Because platypus don't usually go like cosmic bowling, right? So I'm just wondering what God had up his sleeve for why he thought that was a very fun idea. It also made me wonder, I wonder what else glows in the dark that we don't even know. It's been a crazy summer. We're going to be talking about adventure in a moment. But first, before we do that, I want you to tell me, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Opening presents and making sugar cookies.
What do you like to put on your sugar cookies? Or do you just pretty much like to eat them? Or is it the making process that you really enjoy?
Eating.
Yep. That's my boy. You like the eating process. I do too. If you had an unlimited amount of sugar cookies that you could eat forever, how many do you think you could eat in a day without getting really sick? Like if your mom was like, Ryder, you can eat as many as you want to.
10.
10? I think you could do more than that. We should ask her if we could try that sometime and see what your record is. Do you think it'd make you sick or do you think it'd just be good the whole time? Like, this is amazing.
Good.
Yep, I do too. All right, so we've been talking about adventure because our whole theme this year is this adventure towards Christmas, the adventure of Christmas, looking at the different characters, the different ways the story goes. I would love to hear, what is a favorite adventure of yours that you have been on?
The Tennessee.
What'd you guys do in Tennessee?
Climb rocks, and that's pretty much it.
Just climbing some rocks. Do you know that I love to climb rocks too? Was it climbing rocks like where you had to use your hands? Or was it climbing rocks like you could pretty much just stay on your feet the whole time, but you didn't have to like use your hands climbing up?
Hands?
Yeah. All right. We call that bouldering. It's a good thing. And so when you're on an adventure like that in Tennessee, what's your favorite thing about a good adventure? What do you really enjoy?
Seeing water. I don't really get to see it that much.
Yes, seeing water, so like oceans or lakes or river. You like adventures that have to do around water. No, do you like to get in the water?
Mm-mm.
You just like to kind of look at it from the shore?
Yes.
Yep. Do you like to skip rocks? Have you ever skipped rocks? You're just getting to like a perfect age where like skipping rocks is going to be like a really solid talent of yours. All right, so when you go on an adventure, what is your least favorite thing about an adventure?
When we have to go home.
When the adventure's over? Yes, that's so true. You're like, I just love the adventure. I want it to last forever, right? And so this adventure that we've been on and talking about Christmas didn't last forever, but parts of it continued into our story even today. And so as we look at that, we're looking at who Jesus is and what did he come to do? And so I have a couple questions for you. Where are we going today? What are we talking about?
God saves us?
Yeah. That God was making a plan to save us, right? And so an angel told Joseph that Mary's baby wasn't just going to be any baby, right? But her baby was going to save his people. And I think it's important for us to try to understand how we can be saved by Mary's baby. Because who is Mary's baby?
The Savior?
Yeah. Jesus, our Savior. That's exactly right. So I want to ask you a quick question. Think of some people whose job it is to save others. How many jobs can you think of? Who has maybe a job where they are saving others?
Firefighters, police officers, or doctors.
That's exactly right, right? You had that list ready to go. And so there's quite a few jobs where it's kind of a big responsibility, right? To like take care of these people, protect them, to save them. And today we're seeing that all of us need the baby that was in Mary's tummy to save us. Because when we look to Jesus, we all have a need. We are all born into sin that separates us from God, that does not allow us to go to heaven. And so both for our life after this life, in eternity, we need a Savior to be able to allow us to spend eternity with God, to be able to be near a holy God, but our sin separates us from God. And so we need a Savior to be able to close that gap, to be able to build a bridge between us and God over our sin. And we see also in this life, we need a Savior because we are so prone to trying to do things on our own and trying to be a slave to sin that we need someone who's going to bring freedom to our stories in this life too. And so, Ryder, do you know, where are we in the Bible? What are we talking about?
Joseph.
That's exactly right. Joseph and Mary, they were engaged to be married. And suddenly, Mary was pregnant, and Joseph was sure he wasn't the father, so he decided to quietly tell Mary that he didn't want to marry her anymore. And so, we're going to read this passage, and we want you to be looking out for what Joseph finds out about Mary's baby. Our passage for today is Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. And the angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son
Jesus.
Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins." And so here we see that we all need a Savior and that God was providing that Savior for us. And as we look more into the narrative of what the Bible is saying, the Bible has up to this point, it's told us actually all of us are sinners and we all need a Savior. So, writer, who told Joseph all about Mary's baby? Who came to him and told and explained that to him?
The angel.
And what was Joseph told about the baby in Mary's tummy?
That he would be the Savior of the world.
How do you think that made Joseph feel?
Surprised.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You're like, okay, this is a little strange, right? I think he totally felt surprised. What was that baby born to do? Save us, right? How do you think it feels to be saved?
Good.
Yeah. Right? Like we have a desperate need where you're like, oh, if I have to carry around my sin all the rest of my life, it is just going to destroy me. It's going to get in the way of everything. And then I'm not going to be able to go and be with God in heaven. And the name Jesus actually means God saves. And so his name is even a way of us saying what he's doing. Jesus was born to save his people from their sins. We often don't feel as though if we need saving from our sins sometimes, but Jesus came to do just that. When we're saved, we're safe. We're not in danger anymore. We can stop worrying. And you're right. That would make us feel really good, really relieved, really thankful. And kind of like amazed too. Not everyone thinks they need saving. Have you ever met anyone you think doesn't think they need saving?
No.
Yeah. So you feel like the people in your life have an idea like, yeah, I need to be saved. I have something in my heart that is broken and it needs a Savior. Writer, what sins do you need to be saved from? Or what sins do you see that the people around you, you're like, they just need to be saved from those? What are some sins that like try just to get us?
Sometimes at school, my friends don't. Sometimes they start blurting out a little bit.
It's like self-control, right? That's hard. Yeah. I think there's all sorts of things in our stories. Sometimes we want things for ourselves more than we want other things for other people, which would be like selfishness, right? Sometimes we're tempted to like not tell the truth because we're afraid we're going to get in trouble if we tell the truth, which would be lying. Sometimes we want things and we're like, oh my gosh, I want that so bad, but it's not mine and I can't stop thinking about it. That would be coveting. And there's so many different things in our story, like every different turn, that we see that our hearts are a continual little factory just coming up with sin in order to try to take care of ourselves and to make sure we feel like we are okay. And so that's what we're asking Jesus today. And so my hope today is that as everyone is listening to this podcast, that you really spend some time reflecting on your need for a Savior and the fact that Jesus came to be your Savior. He will save us. This is the whole point of his story, is that he was offered for our story to be able to be a sacrifice that we could go and to be with God forever. And so if that is a decision that you want to make, I'd love for you to talk to your parents about that today. I'd love for you to talk to your grandparents and just tell them, hey, I'm interested in Jesus being my savior. What does it take to do that? Parents, you can feel free to reach out to us in Village Kids. But what I'm looking for is that our kids are able to understand, I need a savior. And so I'm going to ask Ryder to close us in prayer. And then I'm just going to pray for our students today after that also. Would you go ahead and close us in prayer, Ryder?
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you that we get to learn about you. Amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray for those students right now who their hearts are tender to being able to know that they need a Savior. God, I pray that today that you would draw them to yourself. They would have the opportunity to talk with whoever they're listening to this podcast with, to be able to tell them, I want to make the choice to make you my Savior. God, you tell us that if we confess with our mouth that you are Lord and we believe in our hearts that you rose from the dead, that that is how we have salvation. God, I pray that you would be drawing each of these hearts closer to yourself and showing them more of how much you love them. And that, Lord, you have made a way for us. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, Ryder, can you close our podcast today by wishing our listeners Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.